The Love Racket, directed by William A. Sider, stands as one of the enigmatic casualties of early cinema's fragile legacy, a film lost to time and only preserved in fragmented memories and sparse historical records. Released in 1929, the film was adapted from a play by John Hunter Booth, titled A Dangerous Woman. It was produced during a critical transitional period when the industry was rapidly embracing sound, following the seismic impact of The Jazz Singer in 1927. This era brought both technological advancements and significant challenges, with many films lost due to the instability of nitrate film stock or through neglect as studios disposed of prints and negatives no longer deemed commercially viable. This is Land of the Lost, The Love Racket. The Love Racket starred Dorothy McHale, a prominent actress of the late 1920s, known for her roles in both silent and early sound films. Her performance as a strong-willed protagonist in the midst of romantic and social intrigue was said to have captivated audiences, though details about her character's specific journey remain scant. Critics of the time praised her charm and screen presence, highlighting her ability to transition smoothly into talkies, a feat that many of her silent-era peers could not achieve. The supporting cast included Humphrey Bogart in one of his early pre-stardom roles, long before his iconic performances that would define Hollywood's golden age of noir. Bogart's appearance in The Love Racket remains one of the film's most tantalizing elements for modern film historians and fans, as any glimpse of his formative work offers invaluable insight into his evolution as an actor. Yet no known footage or production stills featuring Bogart from this film have surfaced, leaving his role shrouded in mystery. William A. Sider, an accomplished director known for his deft handling of comedies and romantic dramas, brought his signature style to the film. His career would later be defined by works such as Sons of the Desert, 1933, with Laurel and Hardy and Roberta, 1935, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. The Love Racket, however, remains a missing piece in Sider's filmography, a reminder of the many early sound films that have been lost despite their significance to the careers they help shape. The story of The Love Racket reportedly revolved around themes of deception and seduction, characteristic of the melodramas of the time. Booth's original play provided a foundation rich with intrigue and scandal, reflecting the shifting social mores of the late 1920s. The adaptation was one of many stage-to-screen transitions during the early talkie era, when studios sought proven material to attract audiences, navigating the novelty of synchronized sound. The film's disappearance highlights the precarious nature of film preservation in the early 20th century. Nitrate stock, the dominant medium for motion picture film, until the mid-20th century, was highly flammable and prone to decomposition. Many films from this period were either destroyed by fire or discarded when they were no longer deemed profitable. The lack of systematic preservation practices meant that countless works of art vanished, leaving behind only promotional materials, reviews, and ephemeral audience memories. In the case of The Love Racket, all that remains are mentions in contemporary trade publications and fleeting references in the careers of its notable participants. Advertisements in film magazines and newspaper blurbs celebrated its release, while critical reception varied, with some praising its engaging plot and performances, while others criticized the uneven pacing common to early talkies still finding their rhythm. Unfortunately, no complete script or detailed synopsis has been uncovered, leaving modern enthusiasts to piece together its narrative from fragmented clues. The film's status as lost does not diminish its historical value or the fascination it continues to inspire. The Love Racket serves as a poignant example of how cultural heritage can be ephemeral, a victim of technological progress and archival neglect. Efforts by film preservationists and historians to recover lost films are ongoing, driven by the hope that prints might yet be discovered in private collections, forgotten studio vaults, or unlikely corners of the globe. Until such a moment occurs, The Love Racket remains an alluring mystery, a lost chapter in the annals of early Hollywood, symbolizing both the promise and the fragility of cinema's golden age.